Good afternoon. Welcome back to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio, Inc., a league of nations among other internet radio talk stations, Voices of the People, United We Roar. Today is April 28, 2008, and now, from 4:30 to 5, let me present to you Dr. Barbara Becker Holstein in Kids, Tweens, and Teens, A Positive Psychologist Looks at All Three. Good afternoon, Barbara.
Good afternoon, Lillian. I'm so delighted to be back on my show, Kids, Tweens, and Teens. Those of you following the show know that we're going backwards. First, we spent almost a year discussing women and happiness, and then I decided, now, wait a minute, I think we better go back to where some of this starts. So we're doing Kids, Tweens, and Teens, and we are having on the show basically so far experts discussing some of the factors involved in happiness with kids, tweens, and teens, and authors who are writing for kids, tweens, and teens in order to enhance their lives. And today, that's what we're going to be doing. We have on another author who will, I think, in the magic of guesswork, because Andrea Fuller and I have actually not met in person, we are a product of the strange phenomena of friends in cyberspace, but I have a feeling that Andrea Fuller, who is the author of a new book and the beginnings of a new collection, the book itself is called I'm not quite sure whether it's a double title. Andrea, give the title of the book.
It actually, the series is called Work It, and the individual book is called Veterinarian at Seaside Zoo. So Work It, Veterinarian at Seaside Zoo.
Yeah, okay, I get it. And one of the most amazing things that intrigued me is that this book is the first of 75 books planned featuring internships with various people established in their professions.
Correct.
So that young girls can think big about the future and have fun.
That's right.
Yeah.
The book was designed so that girls can learn about the breadth of professions available to them in the future. And it's a fiction series about an internship program in San Francisco called Work It. And Work It places, the Work It Club places girls, young teenage girls in jobs with professional women so that they can see what professional women do for a living. They can learn real details about the highlighted profession. And basically do a job shadow with the professional women in each book.
I love it. I wish I could go backwards and do that.
I know. Well, I did about a year's worth of research on girls and of this age group and kind of what their aspirations are, and realized that they are really interested in finding out about careers. They're no longer wanting to be princesses, and they want to be doctors and lawyers, and they've already identified, you know, they'll change their minds, and they tend to want to be what is close to them. So if they have a mom or dad who's a lawyer, they want to be a lawyer, or, you know, they emulate their teachers. Or, you know, they say they want to be a vet because they've taken their dog or cat to a vet. And I thought, you know, why don't we just broaden the number of careers they're exposed to? I wish I'd had it, too, because there are lots of things to do out there, and they're really curious about it. So this is to fill that need.
That's wonderful. Now tell me, when you say girls at this age, what age?
I'm talking about girls from 7 to 14. So the classic definition of a tween is 7 to 14, and some people narrow it in a bit from,
right,
you know, 8 to 12, but the tween years. where they're just growing and changing in wonderful ways, and mm-hmm. it's great to have products that meet their developmental needs.
It sure is, and that's why I myself wrote my first fiction, which, like you, is fiction with a punch, and in my case, it's fiction with a self-help psychological underpinning. And I know we haven't had a chance. The computer made us friends faster than our books arriving
yes.
with each other in the mail.
Yes.
But my book is called The Truth. I'm a girl. I'm smart. I know everything.
I love that title.
Yes. And they do. They know an awful lot, you know, and they're wise, and they have a perception that's sharp and acute. And very often we have dulled ourselves out by the time we're grown-ups. But mixed into that, girls have feelings of all sorts of feelings that may be sad, may be confused, may be sexual urges that aren't understood, whatever it is, crushes, feeling rejected, and lots of times there's very few ways to talk about all this stuff. So I thought, you know, if let me create this girl, and she's going to have a diary, and she's going to be a lot more blunt and honest and sincere in her diary than certainly I had the courage to be when I kept my diary.
Yeah.
And, you know, and my dream is to have the girls read the book on their own, keep notes because there's lots of space to keep notes, and have the mother or another significant other in their lives, whether it's a sister that's 10 years or 5 years older, whether it's mom, whether it's grandma, a guidance counselor, someone else has also read the book and they discuss many of the pages.
That's great. That's
yeah.
wonderful.
Yeah, so that's what I started, and I'm imagining, well, maybe I'll end up with somewhere between 8 and 10 books. I'll have her keep growing up, and then I read 75 books. I'm thinking, oh, my God, wow.
Well, once they get hooked into a series, I found that they really want more books in the series. They really, uh-huh. really do. And so there'll be different girls cycling in. There'll be different girls. So this group of girls for the first 5 books are a good mixture. There's some shy and some outgoing, and they're doing lots of different professions. And actually, we're having readers vote on what they want the next book to be on the website, which is www.workitclub.com. Readers can go there and vote, and whichever storyline gets the most votes, that'll be the next book.
Oh, I love that. Now, so back up a little bit and tell us how you got into this and, sort of how it got birthed.
Well, I've always loved working with kids. When I was in high school and college and graduate school, I worked with kids, and then I've worked at kids' companies since then, companies that make products for kids. So I've always kind of been in the kid mindset. And when one of my children became a tween, I noticed that I was getting lots of questions about professional life. And I just didn't remember being that curious about professional life when I was a tween. I recognize that that kids get older, younger, so they know a lot more because of TV and having, you know, hundreds of channels at their fingertips and the internet. They just know a lot more. And so I was surprised by that. And so that was in the back of my head. And I was at a Harry Potter movie, and I was so impressed with Hermione. I thought, she's just such a smart girl. And
uh-huh.
I thought to myself, I wonder what Hermione is going to do for a living when she grows up. And this whole idea just hit me over the head, and I ran out into the lobby and wrote it down so I wouldn't forget
Terrific.
It. and it really hasn't changed very much since then. The idea of it is still the same. So I created the characters and went from there.
So who is the main girl in the first book?
Well, there are two girls that are featured in every book. And the girls featured in this book, one is named Bella, and her full name is Bella Constantina Santi. And she was born in an Italian neighborhood in Chicago and moved to San Francisco. And she's kind of the shyer character. And her partner for this internship with a zoo veterinarian is named Sierra Christmas. And she's an African-American girl born in San Francisco, and she prefers the country life. She's likes health food, and so they're becoming friends, and they go through this internship and this adventure together.
Wow. Oh, they sound adorable. I wish I could meet them.
I know. They're lots of fun. Well, you can meet them on the website. I have a little blurb about them.
I went and I read and I saw pictures and everything. And I'm very intrigued with the life you've given them. Now, you're the sole author of this book, right?
Actually, what I did was I created all the characters, and then I realized, you know, my background is in marketing and marketing kids' products.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, well, you know, I know what I want in terms of the characters and who they are. And then I went out and I hired writers who write for this age group, who can speak the language of girls this age in a very expert way. And so I actually hired writers to write the books. And they basically filled in the characters that I initially created.
I see.
Yeah, there's nobody. Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, there's just, you know, writing, it would take me all day, every day for the rest of my life to write all those books. So so I hired writers to do that. Mm-hmm. And they're not all done yet.
Yeah. Well, you can take your time, even with kids wanting more. You can certainly spread that over a number of years, 75 books.
Yeah, and I actually want to get their feedback, the feedback of girls as well, and help them collaborate in the writing of the books.
Now, that's interesting. So we come from exactly opposite points, which I sensed, and I thought it would be wonderful to know you. I am a psychologist with a writing history, and I seem to have an almost uncanny intuitive capacity to write as if I'm different ages.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, and people are asking, you know, how did you get this girl to come alive? Do you have a daughter? Do you have a sister? You know, do you have a 10-year-old sister? What's going on here? And I have a daughter, but she's already a mother of three little children. So she probably speaks in a more refined manner than I do. But I have that almost like, I almost feel like it's being streamed into me.
Wow.
But I don't have a marketing background. All my background for the last 30 years is listening to people's problems or teaching a course or, you know, running a little workshop. And I've been writing books for 15 years, getting the absolute initiation of, let's say, falling flat on my face to flying high at times about business and marketing.
I see. Well, having the writing skill is a great thing to have, really.
Yeah, well, I'd say having the marketing skill is a great thing to have. You know, both are important.
Well, yes, both are important, and it's definitely what I enjoy.
Yeah.
Very much.
It's good because I could see that you're going to do so many interesting things with these books. One of the things that I noticed was, now, wasn't this contest about the girls? No, it was something to do with libraries.
Can you tell us
about that?
Yes. What we're doing is If a school library, an elementary school or middle school, buys a workit book for their library by July 15th, they'll be entered into the Workit on Campus sweepstakes. And what that is that one school will win enough books for a whole class, enough Workit books for a whole class, and they will also win a visit from a woman veterinarian. And she'll come to the school, and she will talk to the kids at the school about her educational background. So what school, what kind of schools did she have to go to in order to be a veterinarian? And then she'll talk about her day-to-day life as well, what she does every day, what she enjoys about her work, what she doesn't enjoy about her work, and if we can convince her, she may even be able to bring some animal friends with her so she can show the kids about, you know, how she works with animals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So basically all libraries have to do is order one copy of the book and they're entered into the sweepstakes automatically.
Now, how do you find the librarians? Because I have been told that librarians are kind of in a universe unto themselves.
That is true. I mean, the way to find librarians is through their trade publications. So they read certain magazines that do reviews on books. So that's one way. The other way is through word of mouth. So I've made it easy. I've sent out emails to librarians in professional organizations and then made it easy for them to tell friends about contests so they can forward emails on to their friends. And that seems to be a great way. And then just I've contacted professional librarian organizations to let them know to put it in their newsletters as well.
That's great. Oh, you are really right on the ball. I really admire this. And it's interesting because people don't really realize how much networking and work is involved in bringing the book a book to light. And once you're, you know, determined to help girls through this career, giving them the sense of these careers, your work is just beginning, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the marketing of any product is daunting, especially a product for kids, because products for kids are the medium to market to kids is TV, and TV is incredibly expensive, and so if you don't want to market on TV, you have to do other things.
Right.
So another thing we're doing is we're creating a summer reading list, and it's called the Work It Think Big Summer Reading List, and this is the first ever collaboration between public school librarians, private school librarians, teachers, parents, and girls.
Wow.
To create a summer book list that encourages girls and inspires girls to think big about their lives. So I have librarians working on that as well, and that will come out in a few weeks.
That's wonderful. Wonderful. So how has it changed your life to be bringing this book to girls?
Well, I don't have girls in my house. I'm the mother of two boys, two young boys. So I actually have some female energy in my house for the first time. Even the dog is male and the fish are male. I mean, it's all males all the time and me. So I actually have female energy in my house, which is a wonderful thing. It's really like having another child in many ways. It takes on a life of its own. It has to be fed and nurtured, and you know, it's kind of a family project. My children are very proud of me. They know what I'm doing, and they know why. And even though they're quite young, I have a 5-year-old, and he still knows that this is Mommy's books, and if, you know, if books have to be packed and mailed, they're carrying books to the post office and helping me. So
it's
kind of family affair.
Nice. And your husband?
And my husband, too. Very proud, and he's been in on this since the beginning. You know, it took about 4 years to birth this thing. So he was at the Harry Potter movie with me when I thought of it, so he's been there since the very beginning.
Wow.
And it's just, you know, it's wonderful to have something of my own. I've marketed a lot of other people's projects and products, which I've thoroughly enjoyed, and it's awfully satisfying to have something of my own to market as well.
Terrific. Of course it is. Now tell us, is there, as we wind down for today, is there a little high, a little scenario or special thing in this first book, something cute you want to read us or something you want to just tell us happens to the girls?
Well, the girls get to take care of the most amazing array of animals, and they're baby animals, a lot of them, so girls love that, and they solve a mystery at the zoo. Something's happening at this zoo, and one of the characters, Bella, she thinks something is happening, but she doesn't quite trust herself, and she learns really to trust that little inner voice that she has. And, you know, she and Sierra accomplish something pretty wonderful. So it's a very happy ending.
I love that. Oh, and it's so interesting. My book has a mystery in it, too. The truth has a mystery. And it's very important for the girl to solve this little mystery in order to hold on to herself and to find a way to really grow up and thrive at the same time as she kind of transitions between girlhood and early adolescence. So I'm not going to share exactly what her mystery is either, but and it's really funny, and it's Lillian Codwell, who runs this whole series of programs, she's written a book for girls, and there's also a mystery in her book. So we seem to all be on the same page. A mystery really makes it a book.
It does, and kids love mysteries.
Yep.
They love them, so I'm not surprised. We're all on the same wavelength.
Yes. Well, it is approaching the end of this brief show, Kids, Tweens, and Teens, and but I want you to have the opportunity to tell everyone once more the title, how to find the book, anything you would like to say, Andrea.
Well, the book is called Work It, Veterinarian at Seaside Zoo, and you can find out more about the book on a website. The book has its own website, and the URL is www.workitclub.com, and it's available for sale at Amazon on Amazon.com and most major retailers. So thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Andrea. And again, this is Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein. I want to encourage you also to go to Amazon and buy The Truth. I'm a girl, I'm smart, and I know everything. It's only $6.95, which I think even in a sluggish economy is a good price point. And I will be delighted to hear from everybody and come to my website at www.enchantitself.com. And so until next time, I'm going to say goodbye for now.
Thank you very much for listening to Passionate Internet Voices Talk Radio. You have just listened to Dr. Barbara Becker-Holstein interview her guest, Andrea Fuller. And if you want to hear both ladies all over again, I suggest you go over to http://internetvoicesradio.com. On the left-hand side of the page, you'll see the word archives. Click on that. A list of names will appear. Barbara Becker-Holstein's among them. Or go visit the silver page. Dr. Becker Barbara Holstein has one there, too, so you can get two shots for the price of one. And then if you go down to the lower right-hand side of the page, it says VIP program. Click on that. Sign up as a free member. And then for $2.60, you can download the MP3 stream of this interview. And if you want a hard copy, please contact Lillian Caldwell at 734-332-5902 or email her at lillian.caldwell, C-A-U-L-D-W-E-L-L, at gmail.com. TIVTR, whether providing you with the advice of experts or giving a voice to the average person who would not otherwise be heard. TIVTR emphasizes quality and enriching progress for our listeners' enjoyment. And before you go away and stray, Emerson had this to say in 1860, "We find delight in the beauty and happiness of children that makes the heart too big for the body." Thank you all very much for listening. Our next program starts at 8 o'clock tonight. Yes, Janet Elaine Smith is in Wisconsin now, and she's all packed up and packed down or whatever, so she'll be with us tonight for Marketing for Fun and Profit, followed by Tony Quest, the Screaming Woman. And then wrapping up the evening will be Tom Zart, Soldier of the Lord. So I hope you can join us then. Thank you all very much for listening, and remember, keep listening.